by calling 620-263-3777. We hope to see you September 14th.
KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
KVOE live in local 829, 82 degrees. It is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Did you know Emporia State Federal Credit Union credit cards are locally serviced? This means if you have questions about a charge, need help paying your bill, or are having issues when you are out of town, you can talk to someone right here in Emporia. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined on the Buzz this morning by Bill Woodworth. Bill is the Associate Professor of Music and Director of the Emporia State Marching Hornets and the Hornet Review. Bill, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here. And also by Jennifer Woodworth. Jennifer is the Director of the Emporia State University Spirit Teams. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, great to have you both with us here this morning on the Buzz. Well, Bill, tell you, it is about game time as the first football game is coming up on Thursday. So I assume you have been busy getting prepared.
We have been. It's the weather has definitely been a bit of a challenge,
yeah. And
we've had to alter up what we would normally do to get ready, but we were fortunate. We had a really good band camp. Weather cooperated then. We're able to get our pregame show on the field, and then this week with the heat, we've just been focusing on our music and trying to make sure that we can sound as good as we possibly can a week from today.
So what are your numbers like this year, Bill?
Well, overall, last year we had one of the largest graduating classes from the Marching Hornets in recent years. And with that many, I think it was 23 graduates, which was pretty large for the size we were last year. We're down just a few members this year. We were able to recruit a good amount. I think we're down just a couple people from what we had last year in the winds and percussion. Now, overall, our numbers are actually bigger because we've added the Hornet cheer into the mix. I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Well, I think that would be a good time to do so now. Jennifer, what does it mean for you to have, you know, Color Guard and the Stingers as part of the band here and to really help increase and expand that presence on the field for game day?
Oh, gosh, it's exciting, and I'm incredibly grateful to be in the position that I am. And so far, all of these students, I think I have 33 or 34 combined all together, and they are just a group of amazing kiddos who are really, really dedicated to their craft and their specialty, and I think it's just going to bring just an extra bit of fluff and power and entertainment and just that extra bit of icing and sparkle on the cake, so to speak.
Well, let's talk about the Color Guard and actually what are their responsibilities on the field there, Jennifer?
So on the field in the fall, they provide a little bit of a visual aspect with spinning a flag, and then I do use a prop, a wooden rifle, as part of our halftime show, too. So that prepares them for our competitive Winter Guard season.
And the Stingers dance team will be a part of this all, too, right?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to what they're going to bring on the field so far. What I'm seeing is just amazing work from the girls and from my choreographer as well. So I think they are really on top of it this year.
I would say so. I mean, recent awards the last couple of years for Color Guard and or Stingers, getting off to a really good start.
Yeah, I'm really proud of how far the Winter Guard has come along. We placed second at our championships in our circuit this spring, and then the Stingers took first and second in their competition that they did in the spring as well. So they are both very, very hardworking groups of students.
Well, Bill, let's talk about the band, the Marching Hornets. A lot goes into performing pregame, halftime, and the band is a big part of the game day experience, you know, at Emporia State. We got a great football team once again this year, and that never hurts. What about anything new this year? I mean, what about your playlist? Anything different from last year?
Well, yeah. We have a couple of our songs that we did on the field last year that we'll bring back. Most of the pregame show will be what we traditionally do. I take some of the hits from last year, and I'll put those into the pregame show. So, like, last year on the field, we did Kansas's Carry On My Wayward Son. We've now put that into the pregame show because it's such a great hit and fitting for, you know, the state of Kansas and for us. And halftime music this year, we're basically, the theme is the movie music that moves us. So it has to be, it's music that was featured in movies that, thinking of the Stingers dance team, thinking of the Color Guard, things that they can move to, that they can dance to, that they can perform to, and even the winds and percussion that they can groove and the audience will enjoy. So I think it should be a good show this year.
Awesome. How have the practices gone here so far? You mentioned some adjustments, and I'm assuming based off of the heat here this week, you've had to make those adjustments that you really don't want to make.
Giving up an entire week on the field has not been my favorite thing in the world, but the health and well-being of our students is paramount. Our normal rehearsal time is 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and that's right in the heat of the day. You know, I've been looking at my phone and seeing heat indexes of 110, 109 during that time. The only logical thing to do was to just take the students inside, allow the Jen to work with the Color Guard and the Stingers dance team and the cheer to let them focus what they need to do inside the winds and percussion. We've just been rehearsing our music, making sure that we're as polished as we can musically so that next week we should be able to get back on the field, review the pregame show, and see if we can't learn the halftime show next week to get ready for Thursday.
And Bill Woodworth, Associate Professor of Music and Director of the Emporia State Marching Hornets, and Jennifer Woodworth, Director of the Emporia State University Spirit Teams, with us on the ESU Buzz this week. Well, Bill, let's talk about the Emporia State band van, or I guess truck, box truck, that has been limping along for a number of years, and we can probably spend a long time going through the woes of the truck and its current condition. But I know you've been working hard, along with a number of other people, to try to get something newer involved. And what's the status of maybe some new instrument transportation?
Yeah, well, I put out a video last week or a couple weeks ago highlighting the need for our new band truck. We were very, very fortunate that the university administration were able to come up with a good amount of funding, a large amount of funding to help us get a brand new equipment truck. And right now we're very, very close to being able to pay for the wrap, be able to just pay for the last finishing touches to make this truck what it needs to be. So right now we're doing a little bit of a fundraiser drive. And on all of our social media pages, you can find the links to this fundraiser drive. Any donation definitely helps us to get there, to be able to, yesterday I saw the wrap from our marketing department that we would be putting on the outside of this box truck. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so much better than what we currently have. I think that the truck we have, I think, was built in 1980s, 81 or something like that. It's got holes in the floorboard where the student workers' feet have literally gone through the floorboard in that old truck. It's definitely an eyesore. It's dangerous, and it's time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, just getting it across town seemed to be, quite the effort in some cases.
Yeah.
And really, you mentioned it looks like it was from 1981. I think that's putting it nicely. It looks like it's the 1940s, actually.
Yeah. I might be off by a decade or two.
Well, you certainly do for something new. So is the box truck new then? Is it a new truck? What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a brand new truck, which is unbelievable. That, as I said, I'm just so extremely grateful to our administration and for what they're going to do to help the music program. We use the truck not only for all of the athletic bands, but throughout the year, we also use that truck to get all of our equipment down to Wide Auditorium for Hornet Review, or down to Albert Taylor when we have all of our concerts. You know, a percussion ensemble concert with the old truck, that would take sometimes three trips with so much percussion stuff. This new box truck, it's going to be a 26-foot box truck, which is a definite upgrade over the 17-foot truck we had. So it's going to be an amazing thing that we'll use for decades to come.
Jennifer, how does this wind up helping you guys for Color Guard and Stingers to have the increased space and also the more reliable transportation?
I think it'll be wonderful, especially for our Winter Guard season, because we do have to travel to the Kansas City area and to Springfield for our competitions. And so depending on our concept and theme for the show, that'll be extremely helpful to get what I like to call our traveling circus to the show site.
Well, yeah, it's going to be quite an upgrade, and you'll be able to actually showcase, you know, as Bill mentioned, with the rap Emporia State, because I don't think there's any Emporia State signature logos on the event right now, nor I don't think, Bill, you'd want it on there for people to see exactly where you came from. So I think part of the process is to hide the van, hide the box truck. So people don't exactly see it. So you're pretty close then? I mean, how much more do you need? What are we looking at?
Oh, yeah. Well, right now, I think the last I looked, I think we're asking somewhere around $15,000. And we're very, very, I mean, I think I haven't looked lately to see where we were. I probably should have done that before. But like I said, on all of our social media pages, you can see the link to it. And really, it's, any amount of money that we get from anyone at any time, the best thing about it goes to our students, it goes to the program, it goes to helping, you know, do what we do, which is entertain, perform, and just be a big part of the spirit of the community and of our campus.
Well, all right, let's have a big home stretch run here and get that box truck ready to go. As football season, just 1 week away. That's incredible. Well, Bill and Jennifer, ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say another thing with this truck, with the cheerleaders, even with the cheerleaders, they have these gigantic mats that they use to perform on, or, you know, to safely do their stunts. And now being able, with this truck, we'll be transporting those around as we need to. So the truck definitely helps all aspects of our athletic bands. And now that the cheer is part of our athletic bands, that includes them too.
All right.
Well, sweetness.
Sounds great. Well, Bill, thanks for your time, and good luck on a great season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Jennifer, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. You as well.
All right. Thanks to both Bill Woodworth, who's the Associate Professor of Music and Director of the Emporia State Marching Hornets, and Jennifer Woodworth, Director of the Emporia State Spirit Teams, with us on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Good morning. It is 8:42.
Only hours to go before former President Trump surrenders in Georgia for allegedly conspiring to try and overturn the 2020 election. Ahead of it, he's shaking up his legal team, dropping one lawyer, adding another, after skipping last night's Republican presidential debate.
Out of this debate, there were a lot of questions about whether or not the focus would be...